Our youngest son loves being an uncle, and the feeling is mutual for his little nephew. They love playing and wrestling and crawling together over everything in sight. In fact, one favorite game is climbing to the top of the couch and leaping into the air, landing in his uncle's arms, jumping without any hesitation, and flying through the air with complete confidence that he will be caught safe. He places all of his trust, love, and hope in the arms of his uncle. He believes in him. Oh, to have the faith of a child. Are you ever envious of those with great faith? Those able to leave old controlling habits, to instead humble themselves and place their trust in what is good? Well, this meditation from John chapter 1 is a contemplation on believing and having humble faith, placing your trust, your love, your hope and confidence not in the things of the world, but believing in the safe arms of God. So to begin your meditation, find a place to feel safe, a retreat to become mindful, and posture yourself now with your heart and your hands open to believing. Allow your eyes to move from open into a soft gaze to now closed. Just become aware of your breathing. And begin to move deeper now into believing in the faithful presence of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of hope, listen and respond to John chapter 3. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, thank you for giving me the faith to believe. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But Lord God, thank you for giving me the faith to believe. Whoever does not believe in him is condemned already. But Lord God, thank you for giving me the faith to believe. Unbelievers are condemned because they have chosen to not believe in the name of the only Son of God. So Lord God, thank you. Thank you for giving me the faith to believe. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes closed, trusting in the care of God. He is present, so become aware of him. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you. You are safe, so believe. With your eyes closed, notice what you hear, feel, taste, or even smell around you. Notice how those senses become stronger when you remove your sight. With your eyes closed, see your surroundings with your mind's eye. You feel safe. you feel protected and aware. Stay here resting, believing, with your hands open. Notice yourself placing your trust, your love, your hope, and your faith in God. Take note of how you feel when you believe. Center on the word belief. What does it mean to you? Take a moment to scan your mind and your body for any feelings of doubt. Just center on each point of uncertainty. Name each of them and release them to your Holy Father. Do your thoughts clash or your mind become distracted? Not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and center back on the centering presence of believing in God for your care. Take another minute in peace now as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, thank you for giving me the faith to believe. Center two on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Be aware of each of them. Trust in each breath to fill you. Hope for each breath. Each breath provided by the Spirit of God. Each breath sufficient. Become more alert to each believing breath. Old thoughts of doubt and uncertainty may still come to mind, not to worry. Just let those thoughts center you back to another deep belly breath. I will give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, thank you for giving me the faith to believe. Continue on as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from John chapter 1 verse 12. And we'll begin in the New International Version. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Did a recurring word or image or thought come to mind? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding your thoughts. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. What thought did God's Spirit make you aware of from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of believing in the caring arms of God, cared for as his child. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New International Reader's Version. Some people did accept him and did believe in his name, and he gave them the right to become children of God. To be a child of God has nothing to do with human parents. Children of God are not born because of human choice or because a husband wants them to be born. They are born because of what God does. What about this passage most resonated with you? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center on God's gift to you, the gift of believing in him. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Christian Standard Bible. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God. To those who believe in his name, those who were born not of natural descent or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What deep longings are you ready to share with him? Are you ready to be his child? Are you ready to believe? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to the truth of being his child. Rest now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself in the context of Matthew chapter 18. Listen as the disciples sit around the table and ask Jesus, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" What look do you imagine seeing on Jesus' face? Did his eyes roll? Did he laugh? Well, just imagine his response. Now watch as Jesus calls a little child to his side and puts the child among them. How do you imagine the child responds to him? Is the child trusting, faithful, and hopeful? How does Jesus react to the child? Caring, loving, or gentle? Well, listen as Jesus tells them the truth that unless you turn from your sins and become like this little child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So for now, take this minute for your mind to be like that of that little child. Let humility and childlike faithfulness become your contemplation. Center once more in your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to the hope around you. And I pray your life feels a bit lighter and at peace than when we began. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments of doubt and uncertainty. But rejoice in those moments to be reminded of the gift of belief that He has given to those who believe. But for now, let me pray that you remember that to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So now may you find the love of Christ, the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit, and the constant care of the Holy Father, soon, now, and always. Amen.